Good morning to everyone coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. I have my cup of tea here. Hope you're having a good cup of coffee, Coca-Cola. My mother-in-law drinks Coca-Cola in the morning at the breakfast table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So, but a lot of people do. And so whatever it takes you to get out there and garden, we are here for you this morning. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. So lots of events going on. Prayers out to the England monarchy.
United Kingdom, all the Commonwealth countries. Yes.
Correct. But then now there's King Charles III.
Who would have thunk, right?
Never guessed it.
You were looking at all the wigs and stuff like that. They're very formal over there in their government.
And I'm sitting here going, how many times did they practice this over the last 70 years in hopes that, oh, it's going to be my turn. I'm going to be able to do all this and stand there and smile and hold the, you know, this and that. And
their hats to the side. Yeah, I appreciate that. Did you see the full moon this morning?
Gorgeous. Which moon is this?
This is the harvest, fall harvest moon. And, of course, it's when we're harvesting all our vegetables from we planted during the summertime. And it's getting, you know, or planting vegetables for the fall, but harvesting all those summertime vegetables. So it was gorgeous. It was big and it was huge. And so how was your week?
Can't complain. Doing Good Morning Orlando. And then I just found out yesterday that you can now catch the Gator Talk and also Gator Game on the iHeartRadio app. So I'm so excited about that. Now you can take it everywhere.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. It cuts down on your traveling. Oh, no, that's excellent. So we've had lots of rain this week, possible flooding on the West Coast near Tampa this week. So still seeing some fungal issues out there. So, you know, big deal to turn off your irrigation systems. One, because, you know, we don't need to be saturating the ground anymore. And two, we've been very fortunate. September 10th, today, is the peak of the hurricane season. And so we start to see hurricanes, you know, decline after this. But right now we should be in a flurry of hurricanes, and we're not. But if we were to get them with all this rain that we've been getting, and if you're irrigating your ground, you're going to have even more flooding. So there's no use to waste that water, no use to pay for water that we don't need, and that you can go ahead and just shut your irrigation systems off and only turn it on manually when we need it. And, you know, that's the cases that, you know, grass, St. Augustine, Zoysia, Bermuda, Bahia grass, all of them don't need as much water as we think. And if you're getting 1 to 2 inches of rain a week, that's pretty much all you need. And, of course, during the summertime, we get more than that. The average during the month of September is 5.76 inches. So we really don't need to add more to it. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that this morning, the Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center on 2184 County Road 540A in Lakeland is having, of course, great timing with the fall harvest moon, vegetable gardening for the fall this morning. And the classes are at, or lectures, they say, are at 9:30 to 10:30, and they are free.
Oh, wow.
If you're in the Lakeland area, Winter Haven area, Auburndale, you really should get over to Peterson's Nursery and take advantage of these free lectures. And then also their great products, their great plants, shrubs, roses, palm trees, all of their great nursery plants. And so that we'd like to thank Peterson's Nursery. They're a great sponsor for us, and we love to see them. I just saw Howie, and he is so great. He is just a bundle of energy, and he just knows his plants.
I love that. That's good, especially if you own a nursery.
Exactly. So what should you be planting in September? You can check out what to do in your landscape for September on betterlawns.com. And vegetables that you can be planting right now, early plantings that you can go ahead and make sure they're in the ground now, lima beans, snap beans, corn, cucumbers, eggplants, peppers, southern peas, rhubarb, squash, and tomatoes. And then if you haven't really gotten, you know, to where you're gardening yet, By the end of the month, you can also be planting arugula, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, celery, collards, endive, lettuce, mustard, onions, radishes, strawberries, and turnips. Tony really wants to get into strawberries this year.
Oh, okay.
And so we are going to be planting lots of strawberries. But all the winter crops that you want to get in the ground, you can do by the end of the month, and they will be plenty of time to harvest them and get them going. You have 90 days, and they should grow really good right now. If you're in listening to us, let us know what you're drinking to get you going in the morning here. You can text us at 23680. You can also give Lizzie a call, wish her a good morning, and then you can get on our board for after our interview. We have a great interview coming up. We have a big, speaking of Gators, centennial event coming up.
Oh.
And Dr. Brian Unruh is going to be telling us about that. If you're a professional landscaper, maintenance contractor, also pest control, you're going to want to hear the event that's coming up. It's a biggie. And if you're a homeowner who takes care of your yard, you're invited too. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, too, in the second hour, I have a big event to announce. Lizzie, you know how I talk about my bouquet list or bucket list?
It's yes.
Spelled B-O-U-K-E-T.
Okay.
Well, get ready to scratch one off.
Oh, I love that.
All right. So we'll be taking your questions. You can call the one and only Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967 to get on the board after the interview. And you can also text me at 23680. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Too many people buy the lie. If I do enough, then I'll be good enough. They try to earn their way to heaven, but the truth is, we're never good enough. For the Bible says we have to be perfect to enter into heaven. Good luck with that. But good news, Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. So when we accept Him, we are made right with God. Then our lives begin to change. Our hearts are transformed. Our desires begin to line up with God's. We have an inner want to because of the grace that we've received, and God's Spirit empowers us to do so. The truth is simple. No matter what your past, your pain, or your doubts, God's love offers us peace. His grace offers us a fresh start. His forgiveness frees us from past sin and shame. Knowing God's heart changes our hearts. The greatest miracle in life is a transformed heart through Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad that you're here with us. We are hearing what people are drinking for their morning breakfast.
That's right. Our very own Melissa Fox with two X's is listening, and she's drinking a mocha latte.
We got a text message, Cafe Bustelo Sweet and Creamy Leche.
Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Isn't it? Yeah, that is. So we are excited to, whenever we have Gators on the air, Lizzie, aren't we?
Oh, yes. And you guys can catch the game today on the iHeartRadio app. It's free.
Dr. Brian Unruh is Associate Center Director and Professor of Turfgrass Science. Dr. Unruh's research leads a team of scientists and graduate students working on real-world solutions for today's turfgrass manager and turfgrass. Studies include water quality, nutrient leaching and runoff, and quantity, how to handle turf during droughts, and pest management, and new turfgrass cultivar developments. Good morning, Dr. Unruh. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How about you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You have had a busy summer. You've been building your own home and installing sod and building mammoth wood tables for Barbara and your family. Even the deer are amazed at how much work is getting done. You're a scientist. Where do you get your woodworking skills from?
That's easy. That's my dad. And I guess maybe some necessity. You know, I was an 11-year 4-H member and did woodworking through all of that. And so it's my dad, really. He was the one that, you know, stood there over me and taught me how to do what I do. And I'm blessed to have a really good colleague that has a wood shop with all the big boy toys.
There you go. I know Tony would be jealous of it. I can tell you that. So you are into research on turf, and turf is very popular in Florida. But, you know, there's some that's saying we shouldn't have turf. Does turf have a role in the environment?
Of course it does. You know, turf is the best known biofilter to man. I mean, really, you think about it. We plant it in retention ponds or, you know, around the banks. We use it for soil stabilization. And, you know, the challenge is, like I said, it's a really good biofilter. It sucks out all kinds of pollutants. And our challenge is in how it's managed. And that's really where things tend to go south.
It is. And it's not necessarily the turf that's bad. It's how people maintain it, right?
Yeah, it just shocks me. You know, I heard you say a minute ago, you know, that we're getting 5.7 whatever inches of rain it is, but yet you still see people running an irrigation system. That's not the turf's fault.
Right, exactly. So many people don't realize that St. Augustine is native. Is that correct?
Well, there's probably a little bit of debate over that, but, you know, it is believed, you know, to originate from, you know, from coastal regions of the Gulf of Mexico and the Mediterranean. Some would argue that, but nonetheless, it's been with us a very long time, that's for sure.
Exactly. And so it also is a host plant for pollinators, isn't it?
It is, and that's something that's it's something we're really even looking at more. It's just as how do, you know, we tend to think, you know, grasses have flowers, you know, they're pollinating plants, and they can be quite a buzz, pun intended, with different pollinators. You know, we tend to think of the bees and different things, but there's a ton of different types of pollinators that are out there that pollinate turf when it's flowering.
And so, and they depend on that. So what kind of research on turf does the University of Florida IFAS West Florida Research Center, Education Center, explore?
We probably ought to define where that West Florida Research and Education Center is. So although I cover the whole state of Florida and travel pretty extensively, I'm based up near Pensacola, and so I'm one of the three turf research facilities at UF. We have one there in Central Florida, just south of our Gainesville campus, and then one down in Fort Lauderdale. But I do a lot of variety testing, and so, you know, evaluating, you know, the grasses that would be planting in our landscape, maybe even a decade from now. I do a lot of drought work, and so it's kind of odd to think that Florida, you know, we do have dry seasons and we have wet seasons, and our droughts are very different because of our sandy soils, you know, say compared to a drought that they may have in Texas. So I do a lot of drought work. I do a lot of culture management, you know, how do you care for it? What are proper mowing heights? Last couple of years, we've gotten into robotic mowers, and so, you know, can you maintain, you know, St. Augustine grass at 2.4 inches with a robotic lawnmower? The answer is yes, by the way.
So speaking of research, you have a super event coming up next month that I want to get on all our listeners' calendars, especially professional landscapers, maintenance companies, pest control companies, and homeowners. So tell us about what you're celebrating.
So the UF Turf Program was established in 1922, so this is our centennial. It's the 100th anniversary, and so we've been kind of promoting some different things really all year long, but it really is going to culminate here on October 4th and 5th, and the 5th is our North Central Florida Turfgrass Field Day and Expo, and so it's an opportunity. It's an open house for us. It's an opportunity for folks like you mentioned to come and see the research that goes behind turf and landscape management. You know, we don't just pull these recommendations out of the air. There's a lot of research that goes into putting out the recommendations that are necessary for the various lawn grasses that are there.
So what kind of programs and specialists will be available?
So the whole team will be on deck. So everybody from entomologists, those people who, you know, study bugs, to our pathologists who study diseases, they'll all be there. Our nematologist, Dr. Billy Crow, will be on site. And so basically it's kind of a round robin. There's just different stages set up around out on the research plots, and our faculty and their graduate students will basically spend about 15 minutes discussing the research, and then you'll hear the horn blow and you move to the next stop.
That'll be great. Now, so who is invited?
Well, come one, come all. It's open to everybody. And you mentioned the, you know, landscape professionals, golf course superintendents, you know, even garden enthusiasts and master gardeners are more than welcome to register and attend.
Okay, so now where is it going to be located? Because I know you're up in North Florida, but does this event apply to South Florida too?
Sure. So we're south of Gainesville, so I guess the address is CITRA. It's the Plant Science Research and Education Unit. And so it's just there above Micanopy. And if you're heading north on I-75, hang a right. And about 3.5 miles down the road is the Plant Science Research and Education Unit.
Okay, so now this Centennial Field Day, Turf Day, is October 5th. It's 8 to 12. And you're going to be providing lunch, too? How much does this cost?
So for landscape professionals, golf course superintendents, $50 to register. And really just about everybody. Master gardeners, because of their, you know, commitment to our programs and whatnot, they can attend for $20. But speaking of the lunch, man, you can't go wrong there. They will lay it out.
Okay. So I'll be posting the details on our betterlawns.com website. But where can people go to register if they're interested? Because I think everyone, especially homeowners, should take the opportunity to go and listen and hear firsthand how to take care of their turf. Where can they go to register?
Easiest place, just go to turf.usl.edu. And that is our main website for the UF Turf program. And then right there on that page is a big green banner that talks about the events. You click on that and it'll take you to the registration links.
That's great. And so Dr. Unruh, I'm going to be posting the details later, like I said, but I have one final question for you. When are you going to let Josiah start mowing the lawn?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, he's mowed with me a few times. He has sat on my lap when we've mowed, but we probably got to get a little bit more under him.
So that's your son. How old is he?
Josiah is now 10.
Uh-huh. So. Well, that's good. My son started mowing the lawns when they were 10 and 11 for money. So, you know, he can do it. That's great. And so have you moved into your home?
No, we're never build a home during a global pandemic. That's my word of advice. We're very close, but you know, just trying to get everything all buttoned up has been a challenge.
Yeah, I can just certainly appreciate that. Just finding help and contractors, I mean, it's just an issue for everyone right now. Thank you so much for letting us know about the Centennial Turf Day, and that's October 5th, 8 to 12, and you're going to provide lunch, and you can go to turf.ufl.edu to register. Thank you, Dr. Unruh, for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, take care. And if you'd like to go and find out more about the Centennial Turf Field Day, that is going to happen on October 5th. And it's an excellent opportunity, Lizzie, as master gardeners and as educators and as consultants, the opportunity to go to these functions happens all the time. But this is an opportunity for homeowners to go, plus also people who are in other fields in the landscape industry to go and take advantage of this. And so it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt for you to go if you like to do the gardening and the different things. Then why not go?
They are going to have segments on planting native plants, frog fruit. Do you know what frog fruit is?
Never heard of it.
I love frog fruit. I'll have to do a segment on it. And they'll have opportunities on nutrient fertilization, also stormwater runoff. But it's just going to be very helpful. You'll get to talk to the actual scientist.
I think the fertilizer one would be the one I'd really be interested in.
It is. And it's an opportunity for everyone who attends to ask their own personal questions about their landscape. So that is October 5th, Field Day, up in Citra, 8 to 12. Lunch will be provided. Mm. And you can go to turfufl.edu and register. So we're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on board, to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or 888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. And everyone is letting us know what they're drinking.
I love this.
My cup of tea is delicious. And so we're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. For those of you who are new to the show, Lizzie and I really appreciate them when you follow our Facebook page, betterlawns.com. And we have lots of new gardeners like Mary Ellen and Bill and Rachel, Douglas, Diana, John Freeman, John and Freeman. Freeman's a separate name. And Omar. just to name a few, I couldn't believe how many we got this week. So thank you so much. If you'd like to go to our Facebook page, you can see the incredible roosters made out of recycled automobile tires that are really cool. And you can also see the beautiful rose garden at the Roch Jones Duff House and Museum in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Or you can even post your own garden photos. Show us your favorite flower or shrub. And I'd love to say good morning to Joanne. She is watching us and watching the beautiful sunrise this morning. She sent a gorgeous picture. And she is drinking coffee.
The sunrise and the moon setting.
It's amazing that we can see that all within the same period. It's doing it at the same time.
We're pretty lucky here in Florida. We're positioned perfectly.
We're lucky being on this planet.
Well, okay.
And so so we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And again, we're in the middle of the month. This is a time, really good time, especially with the rainfall we're getting. You don't have to irrigate a lot, that you can be planting herbs for the fall. And some of those herbs are, we can do it alphabetically here, anise and basil, bay laurel, borage, chives, coriander, dill, lemon balm, lavender. Yes, lavender does grow here. Mexican tarragon, mint, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet fennel, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And those are all delicious plants, edible plants in your landscape.
And I did probably about a quarter of those. And I sent you a picture of my basil. And I think you're right. I think it is getting too much water, but I'm not watering it. It's out where it's raining. And we've gotten so much rain that I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But it is on wheels. So I can actually wheel it into my garage.
Sure. And then also, too, the water splashing up from the dirt and everything. So it's a good thing to mulch your raised beds and your herbs and vegetable beds, because that'll keep the disease down a little bit.
Okay.
And then you can also pull the lower leaves off.
Okay.
And then that way they're not going to get diseased and it doesn't go all the way up the plant.
Now for those that are listening, my basil leaves are little, they're still in the juvenile state, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they started having little brown and blackish spots randomly on them, and they still are growing healthy. So I sent a picture to Teresa. And that's exactly, yeah, I think you're right about that. But I did plant my sweet peppers, those seeds that you gave me.
Yes.
And they're just now sprouting. I planted them 2 weeks ago whenever you gave them to me. So I'm super excited about that.
Excellent. I'm so pleased. So we did have some great emails over the last couple of weeks, and I haven't gotten to them all. But John in Haines City sent me a picture of some sand. It's got a little bit of clay in it, orange sand. And he said, what kind of insect or what kind of creature lives in this? Okay, because it was a mound with a hole in it. And I had to tell him, congratulations, you're the proud owner of a solitary bee mound. And we see these occasionally in our landscapes. They are not harmful. They're very beneficial to the environment. But most of the bee species that we see in the United States are solitary. And they do need to have flat ground and the ability to bury into the dirt. So don't do anything. They don't last a long time. You only have these mounds for about 3 weeks, maybe a month, and then they disappear. So you can just mow right over them, no problem. They're not going to sting you. They're not, you know, aggressive in any way.
Never have heard that.
Yeah, solitary bee mound. Now be careful, because you want to make sure that you see something coming out, and make sure it's not a wasp mound, because wasps also do, bury into the ground and create their own little mounds too.
And if you're new to Florida, do not put your hands, fingers, or anything in any holes that are on the ground at all, because that's where snakes like to hang out. And even if you think of just a tortoise is in there, don't. Just please don't.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, and it could be all the combined. Tortoises are a keystone species, and they provide habitat. Their mounds provide mm-hmm. habitat for over 400 different animal and insect species.
But don't put your hand in there to find out what's in there.
No, don't become a Florida man, okay? Yeah, okay, we're known for that. So, look at this, right? No, You don't want to do that. Also, too, Carol in Tallahassee emailed me a beautiful picture of a little pink flower. It was a tall flower. And she said, Teresa, this is growing in my blueberries. What do I do? And, you know, I said, Carol, you are, again, the proud owner of a 4 o'clock plant.
What?
A 4 o'clock flower. These are flowers that are annuals, but they come back every year. And they spread very easily, and probably a little creature, bird, or little rodent brought it by and dropped it into her blueberry garden. And it's a beautiful little flower. So she's going to try and move it and save it. And they're called 4 o'clocks. I don't have the scientific name right on me. I need more tea. And so, but it was a beautiful little flower. So I appreciate her sending in a photograph. She told it was a perfect email. She sent me a photograph. She sent me her name. She sent me her city location.
Yes. And we cannot receive pictures through text. So
right.
If you want to send a picture, which we highly suggest you do, of plants, let's be clear, plants. Teresa, what is your email address?
You can send it to teresa.watkins@live.com.
That's no H.
That's no H. No, no. I'm the Spanish one, not the French one.
There you go.
And so I love getting to. Please be patient. I am very busy because I have a full-time job. I have multiple full-time jobs. And I will get to your question. If not, if I happen to miss it and I don't respond, please, email me back and say, hey, you know, answer my question. And I will be happy to do that. So, last week, we had someone who was really proud of his elephant ears, and we were able to talk to him. But then how to get rid of elephant ears. We talked about it, but I didn't tell people how to get rid of them. And just dig them up. Make sure you get the whole rhizome, the bulbs of the elephant ears, and make sure you dig them up. That's the only way to get rid of them without spraying a herbicide. So we appreciate that. We have sedge growing in zoysia grass coming up, and also a jatropha tree with mealybugs. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In St. Pete Clearwater, the beach is just the beginning. Because here, there's so much more to explore. So let's paddle, and maybe even parasail. Let's hit the trails, the coffee shops, the quaint boutiques, and craft breweries. And then let's indulge in some fresh seafood with a sea view. From the Gulf Coast to the Bay, there's something for every taste and every interest. So let's make the most of every sun-drenched minute and let's shine. Start planning your next escape at visitstpeteclearwater.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We're here to help you. Lizzie is answering the phone and taking your calls. You can get on the board right now, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let me know what you're growing right now, what you're gardening right now. If you have a problem, give us a call, because we have to do an intervention right now. I just got a email to our website, betterlawns.com. And Pamela is frantic. I have to tell you this. Lizzie, we're doing an intervention.
Okay, all right.
She says, great day to you all. I'm in Volusia County, Florida. I listen on WNDB. My problem is, well, besides the hoppers, and I think she's talking about the lubber grass hoppers.
Okay.
The bane of my existence. Kill them all. And I found tiny white spiders on my forclucks, little caterpillars. I squished them. Then, of course, I have yellow streaks and some black stuff on my tomatoes. My indigos have stopped blooming. I've been trying spray oil, black pepper spray, tobacco juice, etc. Help me, please. And there's a lot of exclamation points.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better than curse words.
Yeah. I just have to say, okay, Pamela, take a deep breath. And, you know, just kind of relax. I kind of want you to stop spraying stuff and using all kinds of stuff on your plants.
I'm surprised they're still surviving. That sounded like tobacco juice and everything.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, tobacco juice kills people. Of course, it's going to kill insects, you know. So one of the things is that I want to make sure that you're identifying all of the problems that you have in your yard, in your garden, because then you can use the right type of pesticide. And sometimes, you know, the pesticide, you know, with integrated pest management, you start off with the simplest, easiest remedies, like maybe just squishing the caterpillars like you're doing. But I want you to identify them, because with all of those beautiful plants that you're mentioning in your garden, some of them may be pollinators or beneficial bugs. Okay, so the little white spiders, you know, it could be spider mites, but it could also be mealy bugs, but it could also be the beneficial bug, the predator that attacks mealy bugs. Okay, so I need you to identify them first before you spray. Just because you see an insect in your garden doesn't mean it's a bad insect. Okay, and so sometimes the what we see is just Mother Nature going on. And I will tell you honestly, you have to have a couple of the bad bugs to get the good beneficial predators to come in.
Correct.
Okay. But if you're spraying chemicals and spraying all kinds of pepper spray and oil and tobacco juice, then you're going to kill the beneficial bugs too as well. So what I'm going to do is, Pamela, I'm going to send you a little bit of help in identifying what you have. Okay, so just kind of chill, take each problem individually, and if you will send me pictures to teresa.watkins@live.com, I will tell you what you have and what to do.
I picture her with little water pistols full of all this stuff. Go, pew, 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 pew.
You know, so yes, that's good. Let's go to Bill in Ormond Beach. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing okay. I'm in a yard. I do a little side weeding job to help people out.
Okay.
And so
don't give your number out. Okay.
No. Oh, absolutely not. I am in the bed that I've been in before. It's got roses, and she's had issues because I put pre-emergent down, and apparently it may not be the best bed for roses, but she's blaming the pre-emergent for some of their not growing as well as I guess they could.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm coming back to this bed. I'm looking at it, and was it Portulaca?
Right.
I mean, there's probably 3, 4, 5 different kinds of weeds, you know, all of which will seed like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to figure out how to, instead of nickeling and diming it, because I'm not here every day.
Right.
How do I keep these weeds from going, you know, crazy on me, on her?
Okay.
Anyway.
So my question is, are these new roses? Have they been in the bed a long time?
They are, they've been here for a while. Some of the newer roses have not been doing real well. A lot of them are the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the drift ones?
Yeah. Well, they're not drift, but they're crackers,
okay.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
So some of those are doing okay. Others are like the kind that give you some really nice buds, some nice flowers. Those are the ones that seem to take the hardest hit.
Okay. Does the bed have mulch in it?
Not really, no.
Okay. That's going to be your biggest beneficial way to, to not have to weed. If you need a layer of 3 to 4 inches of mulch down, and that's going to prevent weed seeds from germinating in the ground. If weeds can get sunlight, they're going to grow. They're going to just sprout. Okay. So,
any particular type of mulch?
So as a landscape designer, I'm kind of, I would like to know what the bed looks like. You know, does she want to use, black mulch, brown mulch, Melaleuca? You know, it's up to her what she like. I kind of prefer not to have a non-organic mulch down.
Sure.
Do not put down fabric mesh. Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Do not do that. It will sprout weeds, and it's a real big problem if they start to grow in it. So just put down, what I would do is weed it all very carefully. This is a good time of the year to do it. If the roses are established, that pre-emergent shouldn't be the issue. I don't see it, especially if you're using slow release. And you're not putting it down all the time. It's not liquid, which pre-emergent wouldn't be liquid.
I think it's preen. Preen is what I'm using.
Yeah, it's fine to put around plants. Okay, so that's not the issue. But the mulch, the lack of mulch is, even if you only have like 1 inch to 2 inches, that's still going to allow the weeds to reproduce. Okay, so I would clean the whole bed out, put down the mulch, and then every 6 months to a year, look at it, see if you don't need to put down the same amount. Just put, fill it back up to 3 inches because it will decompose. That's going to be your best effort, and that's what I would do.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill, for calling. I appreciate it. Send pictures. I love pictures. So we have Judy in Venice with the perfect text message. She's given us all the information that we need, and she says, my foxtail palm has developed a lateral split midway on the trunk. The fronds seem anemic in comparison to the palms nearby. Any advice or wait and see? And so it is very common for palm trees to split as they are growing because those boots and the where they're coming out of the trunk is going to fall off or it's going to harden off, and you will see them split if they're growing properly. Okay, that's not a big issue. What worries me is she says that they seem anemic. The fronds seem anemic in comparison to the other ones. And I would say, one, how much are you watering? Okay, palm trees throughout the state of Florida can get by just on rainfall. You do not need to irrigate them. Okay.
Oh, that's good information.
Yeah, so you do not need to irrigate them. If you're irrigating along with the rainfall, you're causing a problem. Okay, too much water can harm palm trees. Okay, now the other thing is, are you fertilizing on a regular basis? Palms are heavy feeders, and by that I mean don't over-fertilize, but fertilize on a regular basis so they get the nutrients, especially the micronutrients that they need, and that's important. So use a palm fertilizer that has micronutrients on it, and that's going to help it stay healthy. So if you're doing both of those things, not overwatering and not fertilizing correctly, then you're just going to you're just seeing normal growth, and I wouldn't worry about it.
Now, my brain would tell me that you would need a special type of mineral or whatnot for palm trees because the landscape, ground, soil, whatever you want to call it in Florida, seems to change because we're building and bringing in clay. We're bringing in like soil, and it's not sandy. In my mind, palms seem to love sand and love salt and water or something to that effect. Or is that not true? Is it just...
You'd be surprised that not all palms like salt water.
Okay.
And so, you know, I would just say always get a soil analysis before you fertilize, okay? Before you start your garden, the first thing you should do is get a soil analysis. And that's going to tell you how much what you have working with it. If you need to add amendments to it, if you have clay, you don't want to be adding sand to it.
Okay.
Because in Florida, we have all different types of sands. You know, we have literally, I would say close to 70 to 80 different types of sands. And some of them can look like clay and some can look like muck. It's still sand, but they have nutrition or they have organic amendments in it. So
okay.
Just because it's sand doesn't mean it's bad. So, you know, great question. Get a soil test before you fertilize anything. That's going to tell you what nutrients you need. You can give us a call next hour. I have a big announcement coming up. I'd like to thank Dr. Brian Unruh for telling us about the Centennial Turf Day on October 5th. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.